Well, hi again, everybody. As I said, we're going to have a little discussion slightly differently done today with Charlotte and Karen joining David and myself as we reflect on what we've just heard from God's word and as David has preached to us. Dietz, thanks once again for a great word. I thought I'd just ask Charlotte and then Karen, what are you looking forward to about gathering together as a church again, and what concerns do you have?
Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing everyone's voices sing together in unison, but I often worry when I'm around people that I'll say the wrong thing and make a fool of myself.
Well, like Charlotte, I'm really looking forward to doing worship together. The Winders are not good singers, and so us singing along together has not been the best at times. I'm looking forward to that. But most of all, I think I'm probably looking forward to giving some really good friends a hug. And actually, I struggle with Zoom calls and with Zoom meetings and watching on YouTube, the disconnection that comes with that. And even if you can see someone's face, it's not quite like sort of being in person. So I'm looking forward to being in person with my church family again.
Yeah, it is so hard, isn't it? You feel that disconnect by virtue of distance and not being with them. Sometimes, though, we can feel a little bit disconnected from people at church, even when we have been gathering with them. I know I've certainly been through times when I feel I've been disconnected from church. Karen, have you ever experienced that? And what has helped you to sort of lean into church and to reconnect with people?
Yeah, it's probably happened to me at times in the past when I've actually been absent from church for whatever reason, whether it be unwellness or and something has happened sort of momentous or within, especially in like a fellowship group, if something has happened for somebody and I wasn't there for it, it's sometimes there's a shared experience that somebody had that you haven't had, and that's probably the times I've mostly struggled with disconnect. Then it can be sometimes hard to kind of, you almost feel like you're threading your way back in again, as if there's been conversation that you're not there for and you're forever going, excuse me, what was that about? That sometimes you just have to trust that those moments when you've been disconnected but you're now reconnecting. The reconnecting isn't just about the people that you're reconnecting with. It's also like reconnecting with God as well, because he lives within the people that you're reconnecting with. So I think those moments, you just have to sometimes pull your socks up, get some courage, and sometimes try. And I mean, if it feels a bit awkward the first time, it will only feel better the next time. So just keep trying, really.
That's so helpful. My experience has often been the things that seem really big in my mind and my eyes aren't actually that big in other people's minds or eyes. I make a bigger deal of it. And so I think you're right, kind of leaning into that and being confident that next time it will be easier than this time. It's such helpful advice. Charlotte, what about for you? Have you ever felt disconnected from church, and sort of what's helped you reconnect and lean in?
Well, sometimes if I'm sitting by myself, inevitably someone will sit next to me and ask me how I am or tell me about their week, and so the connection is actually made then. And also being part of a fellowship group where I can contribute as much or as little as I feel comfortable with has helped me to reconnect.
What would you say to someone, David, we'll start with you, what would you say to someone who thinks that they don't really contribute much to church, they think that no one will really miss them, they don't, you know, kind of feel that they do much. So they think, well, what? I've been 8 weeks without coming to church. Why bother reconnecting at this point? What would your advice be to them, Dietz?
Sure. Well, look back at 1 Corinthians 12. The foot can't say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not part of the body. So just as we can't say to others, oh, we don't need you, we can't say that of ourselves. If we belong to our church family, we're needed in a sense, and I think we shouldn't set too high a kind of standard on what that sense of neededness is. Charlotte talked about someone coming and saying hello and talking about their week. That could feel very small to us, but it's so significant and so good. Yes, you're needed. You belong. You have a commitment to this family.
Karen, what would you add anything to that? What would you say to somebody in that kind of situation?
Yeah, I think it's important to realize that connectedness in church and coming to church isn't always just about us. It can be about the encouragement that us being there can be for others. So I'm just aware of, I keep thinking of the analogy of a family. And in a family, I think you're genetically predisposed, and yet we still have moments within a family where we don't feel like we belong, where we might feel disconnected, or we might feel that we're not as valuable. And yet we know that we never stop being part of that family. And so I think it's really important in those moments when we are feeling a little bit disconnected and we have been away maybe for a while and we're thinking, well, what's the point? I've kind of got used to sitting in my lounge on a Sunday morning. I'm fine. My walk with God's fine. Why do I need to? But the scripture is very clear that we are supposed to fellowship together. And it's also very clear, like David shared in the message this morning, that the importance of actually being part and contributing our part. And so sometimes it's not about what I might get out of it, but it's about the fact that by me being there, it's an encouragement to the person who's speaking or worship leading to see numbers. It's encouraging to see someone smile. Even if you just come along and smile at someone, your smile means a whole lot to a whole lot of people. So the fact that you're there, and you never know. If you're not there, you don't know what conversations you're going to miss out on. You don't know what blessing that you might get to help you in the week. So I just think it's important that we all value each other, but also important that we all turn up, because we just don't know when the person that we're going to meet there might need to hear from us or might need to see our smiling face.
Charlotte, you've been part of Trinity for quite a while now. Can you tell us about a time when your connection to church has actually helped you profoundly sort of get through something that's been going on in your life?
Well, I have been known to text people, often a member of the staff, in my moments of distress, and their responses have been tremendously helpful. Also, having people pray for me after the church has helped both in answers to prayer and being comforted and supported in that moment.
Yeah. I imagine for you it can be a bit scary at times to reach out or to ask for prayer. Would that be right?
Yep.
And yet it sounds like when you do that, you benefit, and it's a great support. The Lord works through a number of people around you.
Yeah.
Karen, what about for you? Can you reflect on times that connections to church have actually, God's ministered to you through that and helped you get through something?
Definitely. So last year when I was diagnosed with eye ulcers and then my rheumatoid arthritis, then there were days when it was just hard to get up. It was hard to walk. It was hard to certainly think of going to church. And there were even moments where in my normal weekly days, I actually didn't want people asking me how I was, because I actually didn't know how to answer that. I wasn't quite sure to tell the truth or whether to just kind of think, actually, they don't really want to know the whole truth, so let's just pretend that we're okay today. And yet, when I came along to Trinity, there were a number of people, it was more than just saying, oh, how are you? And kind of expecting a glib answer. They were genuinely very caring in their demeanour. They were very caring in their questions. And the way they questioned to check how I was, there was immense love and concern. So it actually made me feel supported. It made me feel loved. And it made me feel worthwhile when I was struggling with having to leave work and feeling like I didn't have much to offer anymore. People were extremely encouraging and supportive and genuinely wanting the best for me. And then during that same time, I was struggling with some character development things that God was doing. And there were people there that were personally invested in checking in on me and making sure that I was staying the course, really, and that I wasn't just crumbling under sort of the immense pressure I was feeling. So there were definitely, yeah, some really special moments of just knowing that I had the support of the pastoral staff, but also that there were people within the fellowship that were actively praying for me, thinking of me, trying to work out ways to make my load easier, which was really gracious.
Dietz, what about for you? Has there been times when your connection to a church has helped you to get through something?
I was very much agree with both what Karen and Charlotte said. Times that we've been through and quite some difficult times as a family in the last few years, to have that care from a church family has just been wonderful. And to add to what they said, the practical care as well, that someone would care enough to bring us a meal or take the boys or whatever. It's just so special to know that our lives are being shared together. We're not going through this alone. That's been really cool.
Thanks, mate. Karen, Charlotte, thank you so very much. David, thank you for preaching and for your input here. I'm delighted that you've been able to join with us. I pray this discussion has been helpful. So